Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Good evening, my special friends. This is C.J. Martas, and after the week I've had, I think it's TGIF is in order tonight. You're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, April 27th. I want to welcome you for this edition of my show that I've entitled Treasures from Archangel Michael. I have a wonderful guest tonight, very powerful lady. Her name is Joy Peterson, and I'm very happy to have her share her story with each of us, and I'm also very excited because she let me know just before the show that Archangel Michael has given her a special message for us tonight. So, a bonus. I love it. So as I do every week, I'll start by sharing that inspiring story, this week's angel message, which everybody I know is waiting for, and then we'll get to talk to Joy about her experiences with Archangel Michael. And after that, I will get to those phones to talk to some wonderful people. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers, I'm real sorry if I can't get to everybody. I started last week with some prayer requests, so I'd love to get that in real quick. I'd like to ask you to please continue to pray and create healing for Dell, who was recently diagnosed with her cancer. I ask that you see her healthy and whole, as well as support to her family who are going through all of this, together. It's a pretty scary thing. Please send your positive intentions to Lou Ellen, who's experiencing a great deal of hip and her pain and joints. And I want to add some special extra angel prayers for a dear woman named Catherine, too, who's really been going through a very low time in her life. So I personally ask the angels to be with each of them this week. And amen. Okay. So the inspiring story is about a gal named Tracy. And she took out a mortgage on a house back in 2004. At that time, she was working for the U.S. Postal Service. This is probably a very typical story, unfortunately, with the way the economy is. So she had this wonderful house, and so she gets let go from the post office. So without a job, of course, she falls behind on her home payments. And she kept trying to save it from foreclosure, but bless her heart, no matter what she could do, it ends up in an auction. And so she literally has to sit at this auction one day to watch them auction off her home, and there's not a darn thing that she can do about it. Okay, that's a very sad story, but it has a happy ending, of course, if I'm sharing it with all of you. It has to be inspiring, right? So she's at the back of this room where they're doing the auction, and this lady named Marilyn comes up and she goes, "Are you here to buy a house?" Well, of course, Tracy couldn't handle it when somebody asked her that, so she just starts crying and very, sad. She goes, "That's my house." So, of course, everybody's lining up. I don't know if anybody's ever been to an auction, but it gets pretty exciting and everybody gets up there. Well, the lady from the back, this Marilyn, walks up at the beginning of the auction, starts auctioning, they start auctioning, and she ends up buying the house, okay? But what Tracy didn't know is that Marilyn was about to be her Good Samaritan. So after the house sells, Tracy's devastated. Marilyn walks up and said, "I did this for you." The woman says, "Are you, what?" Because she couldn't believe it. So this woman buys the house and then lets her pay her back on what she can afford to pay and saves the lady's house. And they work out a deal, I guess, because there's some great fishing near the property. So I guess the lady wanted to go fishing, but it's a $30,000 gift right there that she just laid down. And when, they're asking this lady, why did you go that far for this person? This is what she said. She was just so sad. And if you put yourself in their situation, you realize you just have to do something, says Marilyn. And if it was you, you'd want somebody to stop, put themselves to the side, and help you. And I guess she's pretty notorious for being a Good Samaritan because Tracy asked her, "Well, what's your husband going to say? The fact that you just bought me this house?" And She said he'll just probably shrug his shoulders and say whatever. Because I guess she has a really hard time even walking past a homeless person without giving. But wonderful that Marilyn walked in and was her good Samaritan and saved her home. So I just wanted to share that with all of you. I thought it was a really cool story. I mean, when does that stuff happen? Somebody comes up and saves your home like that from foreclosure. Okay, so we're moving in then to this angel message. Oh, I can't wait to read this and then get on with Joy because I want to hear what Archangel Michael has to say. But here we go. Dear ones, this week is an excellent time for self-reflection and self-forgiveness. What are you holding on to from your past experiences that block the flow of self-love in your life? In the human experience, you cannot escape having feelings of regret, and that can be carried for many years and never released. Excuse me. Regret and guilt over certain things that have happened in your life can very easily go hand in hand. You can manifest a traumatic event perpetually when you hold on to this guilt and regret. Excuse me. Full healing requires forgiveness at more than one level. You must forgive yourself first of all, which will open the doorway to forgive others, not the other way around. If you find forgiveness for those that have caused you sorrow in your life, but you have not forgiven yourself, then you will continue to be affected by the event itself. It can sometimes be easier to release your anger at others by seeing the bigger picture spiritually of why maybe they behave that way than it can be to do the same and simply give yourself forgiveness. Even if whatever you may regret is allowing yourself to maybe simply be involved in that traumatic situation in the first place, it's time to let go of your judgment about whatever you feel you didn't do well or adequately. You are meant to share yourself fully with others in your life. You are meant to speak your truth always. We wish to say to you that there is no reason to hold yourself back any longer due to fear. You may say to yourself, what if others don't like the real me? What if I make someone angry or uncomfortable by being my real self? Well, remember this. If you're sharing from your heart and speaking your truth, then you really can relax and understand that it is a gift to yourself and others rather than the opposite. Even if what you are sharing or doing so causes other people to become emotionally uncomfortable for some reason, you are not responsible for this at all. We know that even if what you say is justified, you may still feel regret for speaking your truth because of how another person reacts to whatever you are sharing. So be mindful this week of taking on the emotions of other people. This is how you create unnecessary suffering in your life. It's time to let go of the many ways you punish yourself needlessly. You are human, and you will not do everything just perfectly, no matter how hard you may try. You are here to learn and to grow. You are here to find the divine spirit inside yourself. You are so powerful and capable of so much, even if you do not fully realize it or believe it. So, dear ones, you must be your authentic self and share all of who you are. All of you are vastly interconnected with all that is living. What you do every day changes and affects the world in countless ways. If you carry old regrets and guilt, it can sever or affect this powerful connection and prevent you from becoming all you were meant to be during your lifetime. We are here to actively help you shine and glow using the living light of your heart. Oh, I like that. Living light of your heart. Release your burdens this week and open your hearts to allow us to transform this emotional energy with you. Call upon us for strength, love, and greater understanding this week so that we can envelop you with the Creator's pure, divine love. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow. You know, I'll post this to Facebook, obviously, immediately after the show. There's a lot to take in there, so I encourage people to read through it. But very good advice. You know, we carry such a burden sometimes of the things that we regret. And, you know, we hear often, don't live your life with regrets. But if you have them, it's time to let go of them, the Seraphim say this week. So. Well, wonderful. Now I get to the part that I'm most excited about. I'd like to welcome Joy to the Angel Connection. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you.
Well, I'm delighted. You know, we had a chance to talk before the show. So delighted to have you on the show. And I know a lot of people have been interested in your story. But let's begin with, you know, just sharing a little bit about what your career and life was like prior to the experience with Archangel Michael.
Well, I had been working in the regular corporate world as well as running a online travel agency and a business network. But I had been doing automatic writing for many years, channeling a variety of information that was useful for me. And then one day Archangel Michael showed up and said he wanted me to write his book. And I had asked him how many chapters. He said 22. And I said, okay. And when I felt inspired, got up and went to the computer and wrote the introduction. And then each subsequent chapter, when I was equally inspired, and it didn't take much to write the book. The problem actually lied in me wanting to tell anybody I had it, because I wasn't ready to come out of the closet and tell people I could actually communicate with angels. So I actually sat on the material for a while.
And, you know, for people who don't know what automatic writing is, can you explain that just a little bit?
Certainly. It's setting your intellect aside and allowing information to be channeled through. So I work as a conduit, and the information just comes through me. It's a very different experience than writing from the intellect, where you have the process of thinking about what it is that you're going to write. I, on the other side of things, like empty my head and allow the information to flow.
Okay, so you were doing, were you doing an automatic writing session then? And that's when, so Archangel Michael spoke to you through that session like that?
No, he appeared to me. I can see angels and I hear them, mm-hmm. and I also did the automatic writing, but the automatic writing is the easiest. It's the most thorough and complete. Sometimes they speak through me audibly, but the automatic writing is the one thing that I'm most comfortable with.
And, you know, we have a lot of people on here who've had to make the kind of transition. Like you said, you, you know, sat on the book for a while. Was there anything that Archangel Michael helped you to kind of overcome that fear that you had? Or how did you eventually resolve that?
I do a spiritual process called Ho'oponopono, which means to correct and set aright. It's a Hawaiian term. It's an ancient spiritual process that I've been doing since 1986. It's a process that can clear the blocks, clear past history, negative memories, karma, things like that. And so what I did is I thought, well, there's obviously blocks within me. I need to remove them. I also am able to see past lives. So I actually saw lifetimes of persecution, being maimed and murdered, and had no incentive to want to repeat that past. And that's the problem we are most often living with, is we live out of our memory versus inspiration. So here I have inspiration, but then my memory kicks in and blocks me from moving forward in the direction I was supposed to take this inspiration. So with this process, I would clear the past lives, those negative memories, and then I had the freedom to move forward. But even though I did a lot of clearing in order to come out with the book, once the book was published, I had to take a next step. And any time you take a next step and there's still memories, it can trigger fear and other blocks to surface. So I had to do more clearing. And then I cleared that, and then I could take it to another level. So it's an ongoing basis with clearing. Clearing gets triggered or is needed anytime a situation comes up where there's not flow, ease, or effortlessness in life.
Well, so, you know, and a lot of people, I totally agree with you. I think that many of us have these past life experiences. Do you have your audio on of the show?
Me, no.
Okay. I was just experiencing an echo. I thought that might be it. But anyway, you know, I've experienced that as well, just stepping into our power and being able to do those things. We have these other things that kind of pull the other direction, like you're saying, that really have to be addressed and resolved, definitely.
So, I work with a lot of healers now that are in the same boat, light workers, et cetera, who are wanting to come out with the work they're guided to do, and it's a common denominator in this kind of work.
That there, you know, are past live experiences that are going to get in the way.
Exactly. So I end up clearing with a lot of healers, helping them overcome their issues as well.
Well, I think that's absolutely wonderful. I know there are a lot of people that are interested in this book that Archangel Michael had guided you to. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And then I understand you have a message for us, which I definitely want to get to.
Yes, every time I speak on the book, he gives me a message that is specific to the listeners or the audience, which I find quite unique. And the interesting thing about the book as well is when someone reads the book, the common response is, I feel his presence. And Michael did confirm with me that he is present anytime someone reads the book. So the vibration of the book actually will raise the vibration of the individual when they read it, but he basically gets into the material by addressing the fact that so many people are praying, but they're not getting the answers that they're looking for because they're not listening. So he's giving some direction on teaching people how to listen and receive information and work with angels themselves, but he also gets into a lot of practical advice about money, the right job, parenting, creating peace in the world, preparing for heaven on earth. He's a very succinct communicator. He's always been with me, and he really gives clear direction. And the message he shared tonight is indicative of that. He gives very concise information to help people be able to manage and affect change in their own life.
Well, you know, this book, I love things that are of a practical nature. I think sometimes people relate so much better, you know, when it's easy to incorporate or much more from the practical and, you know, direct perspective. So I'm very interested in the book. I'd like to check that out myself, and I'm sure the listeners would too. Would you like to share what Archangel Michael has for us tonight?
Certainly. Many people ask, what now? What is going to happen next? That depends on you. You have so much power to change the future. You all have more power than you give yourself credit for. You hide behind circumstances more than you affect circumstances. You affect circumstances by changing your ideas about them, by taking responsibility for the circumstances you experience and taking charge of changing them, you can affect change rapidly. Joy does healing work that clears the cause, but you can do much more on your own. You can take responsibility and look at yourself and notice what is within you that is reflected out in the world. Focus there, and you have a window of opportunity available to you. Once you recognize your part or connection to a situation, you can change it. You can relate differently to it. You can make a change affecting it. And sometimes in the acknowledgement alone of a situation, you can release it. The problem lies in victimhood. With victimhood, you don't have the opportunity to move beyond the situation because you don't take responsibility. Taking responsibility does not make it your fault. It just means you are taking responsibility for the situation that you are willing to change it. You can change it. You have the power within yourself to change anything. You have only to look within for the answers. If you are committed to a solution, the answers and direction will be afforded you when you seek them out. They will be readily available to assist you in anything you endeavor to achieve. The problem lies in looking outside of yourself, where the solution rarely lies. Be guided by your inner truth, and you will never be steered wrong. Archangel Michael.
Wow. That is a powerful message for all of us this evening. You know, I think that it's so easy to look outside ourselves, and so much of the work, you know, we do on the show, Joy, is about that very thing. Well, I feel very blessed to have gotten such a personal and very clear message from Archangel Michael tonight.
He's wonderful. He really tries to help people. He's always available, and he's always there for anyone who chooses to ask him.
It's just incredible. And, the angels that I work with, you know, my life is so blessed, as I know yours is as well. And I wish we had more time on the show. Maybe it'll be an hour eventually, I hope. But I want to make sure that people who may want to look at more about what you do or to get this book know how to reach you.
Certainly. The book is available through wisdomoftheguardian.com. And my work can be reviewed at expresssuccess.net, and there's also a link under product section there to the book as well.
And I want to mention that there's a link also to your websites on the show page for tonight's show. Well, you know, time flies by too quick, Joy, and I hope we stay connected. Thank you so much for coming on the show and blessing us with the message tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sweetie. Well, it looks like that we'll have some time for a couple callers here, hopefully. I'd like to welcome Karen to the Angel Connection. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. What can I do for you?
Great show with Joy. The message was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Oh, just wonderful. I feel so blessed. She told me I got so excited right before the show because I was like, ooh, an extra. Like,
a bonus.
Extra bonus,
I'm calling in. I wanted to see if there's a message from the angels. And also, I've been out of work for quite a while. I was laid off in April of 2011, and I'm beginning to worry a little bit.
Well, and bless your heart, you know, so many people are in this boat where their lives are, you know, there's a lot of fear, a lot of things to be fearful of.
Yeah.
What the angels say for you is they know, and what they show me is sort of what feels to you like a very long uphill climb. And I think that much of what you've experienced and some of the things that they're telling me about this process for you is that it is challenging to go deeper within, to realize the gifts that you possess, which can be a challenge when you're, you know, not gainfully employed.
Yeah.
But they really feel, you know, the feeling I get from them is just that everything will work out. I don't see you being out of work a whole lot longer.
Okay.
But I think what affects this greatly is how you see yourself, Karen, and what you contribute to the world, which I know has been a little bit of the message tonight for the show as well.
Yeah.
And so what I want you to do, you know, in connecting with your angels, I see several around you, and you're actually, I'm getting just goosebumps about Archangel Michael in you, so he might be a very good teacher for you.
Yeah.
But I want you to take some time for reflection with your angels this week and allow them to reveal to you, you know, those things that you really need to work on. But most of it just is simply about how wonderful you are, how generous you are, and being able to see how interconnected you are and how much you affect the world. Because I think what kind of keeps, after that, you know, getting laid off your job, that kind of sudden thing gets you shook up. But we want you to move into empowerment now in order to begin sort of this next phase, you know, that I see coming up for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very, very much. Many blessings.
Oh, many blessings, Kathy. I mean, Karen, sorry. Kathy's okay. Next. Two K's. I love you. Okay. Well, as I preemptively welcome Kathy to the Angel Connection. Am I allowed to get tongue-tied on a Friday, Kathy? Yes,
oh,
I am.
Oh, definitely. Okay. I'd be having something to drink.
I like you already. What can I do for you, Kathy?
I guess I just want to know if I had a message for my angels. I'm starting to open up spiritually, and it's pretty exciting.
Wow, you know what I see all around you are just all these old layers just falling away. I bet you feel much lighter.
I do.
This is only the beginning, and I'm getting goosebumps again too. The angels are all up in this tonight. That's my confirmation, you know. It's only the beginning, you know, and something that occurred for you several months ago really precipitated this shift. There was just a decision or something where you switched gears or something between, you know, what's important to you versus what's important to others. But good job on that, because whatever that shift was really set this in motion between mm-hmm. the angels, your higher self, our divine self, and all of this. So this is going to be an exciting journey for you. And so what you want to make sure that you do, though, is the angels just say, you know, don't get too run down. Sometimes we can get so excited we can't sleep. We can get so excited about what's happening and engaging that we want to make sure that, you know, obviously that you take care of yourself, give yourself time to integrate these new frequencies. So if you feel tired, take an extra siesta if you can, you know, those kinds of things. But other than that, your life is going to be so dramatically different in about 6 months.
Wow.
And you are going to be, I can feel the joy oozing out of you right now. But what I can tell you is that you haven't felt anything yet. I'm so excited for you. This is
incredible. Are you? Oh, my God. Yes. I'm excited.
And I've got goosebumps everywhere. But, you know, there is a lot that you're going to do with this energy, I think. Right now it's about integrating all of these possibilities, as the angels talk about a lot. And so, you know, your intuition's opening up, which you've already been an intuitive person, but I think acknowledging that you are much more intuitive than you realize is very important.
Exactly, yeah. I had no idea until recently.
Well, it's almost like you just unzipped an old suit and here you came. I mean, I'm really just, I'm going, wow.
I had this ringing in my ear. That wasn't them, was it? The angels?
Actually, that's a common when we're getting communication is for ears to ring. Sometimes mine will roar.
Mm.
So, you know, other than being a person who has like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, just to have that intermittent, sometimes it's because the frequency that's coming in will sometimes really affect, you know, like our ears and things. So I would pay attention to that to see if that, you know, in the midst of that you feel like you're receiving things. So. But I'm just so excited. Stay in touch. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Wow, what a couple of wonderful callers calling into the show. We're right at the two-minute mark. I'm not sure that I can squeeze that last caller in. Lori, I apologize if you call back next week. I promise to get you in absolutely first. Well, you know, there was a lot in this 30 minutes that each of us got to hear from Archangel Michael, from the Seraphim, from, you know, discussions with Joy and, you know, releasing the book and all the things that she's doing to help herself, help other people. So I'm just very thrilled to be a part of that process. I'm delighted that it's Friday. It really wasn't a crazy week, but just a different week, I think. I want everybody's feedback. This is just a little bit different energetically this week, but I'm looking forward to the upcoming week, looking forward to being available to all of you, of course. And, you know, it's just, I just, when I get to the end of the show, I just have a hard time saying goodbye. But I will. It's time. That's all the time we have this evening. That was so much fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune into next week's show where I return to you with a special teaching show on the topic of navigating change. And I imagine we could all use some pointers on that right now, since everything is really shifting and changing on a dime these days. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care, and I love you. Have a great week.